When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
The Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People. The Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People has been included in this course because of the Black nationalist work of the Ouachita Nation, a nation that is made up of Black people who have the archaeological and historical evidence to prove that the original inhabitants of North and South America, so-called Indians, were Black people who came here from Africa. Many of the claims of the Ouachita Nation, made up of Black people just like you and me, who grew up in the United States just like all of us did, has been recognized as legitimate by the United Nations and the United States government. Therefore, as a Black person in the United States, you can go through the proper Ouachita procedure to declare your Ouachita citizenship, keep on working your present job, and do not have to pay a dime in U.S. taxes. In order to understand the Declaration on Rights of Indigenous people, you must keep four things in mind. 1. The term indigenous peoples refers to the traditional and historical occupants of a land. 2. The term state refers to the country that stole the land from the traditional and historical inhabitants. 3. The Declaration does not deny the right of the state to exist. And 4. Persons who make up the indigenous people can declare their indigenous citizenship without giving up any of the rights and privileges that citizens of the state enjoy. Article 3. Indigenous people have the right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Article 4. Indigenous people have the right to maintain and strengthen their distinct political, economic, social, and cultural characteristics, as well as their legal systems, while retaining their right to participate fully, if they so choose, in the political, economic, social, and cultural life of the state. Article 9. Indigenous people and individuals have the right to belong to an indigenous community or nation in accordance with the traditions and customs of the community or nation concerned. No disadvantage of any kind may arise from the exercise of such a right. Article 11. Indigenous people have the right to special protection and security in periods of armed conflict. States shall observe international standards, in particular the 4th Geneva Convention of 1949, for the protection of civilian populations in circumstances of emergency and armed conflict, and shall not recruit indigenous individuals against their will into the armed forces, and in particular for use against other indigenous people. B. Recruit indigenous children into the armed forces under any circumstances. C. Force indigenous individuals to abandon their lands, territories, or means of subsistence, or relocate them in special centers for military purposes. D. Force indigenous individuals to work for military purposes under any discriminatory conditions. Article 14. Indigenous people have the right to revitalize, use, develop, and transmit to future generations their histories, languages, oral traditions, philosophies, writing systems, and literatures, and to designate and retain their own names for communities, places, and persons. Article 19. Indigenous people have the right to participate fully, if they so choose, at all levels of decision-making in matters which may affect their rights, lives, and destinies through representatives chosen by themselves in accordance with their own procedures, as well as to maintain and develop their own indigenous decision-making institutions. Article 24. Indigenous people have the right to their traditional medicines and health practices, including the right to the protection of vital medicinal plants, animals, and minerals. They also have the right to access, without any discrimination, to all medical institutions, health services, and medical care. Article 32. Indigenous people have the collective right to determine their own citizenship in accordance with their customs and traditions. Indigenous citizenship does not impair the right of indigenous individuals to obtain citizenship of the states in which they live. Article 38. Indigenous people have the right to have access to adequate financial and technical assistance from states and through international cooperation to pursue freely their political, economic, social, cultural, and spiritual development and for the enjoyment of the rights and freedoms recognized in this declaration. Please review this information and give it some additional thought. End of course.